will generate profits or ensure freedom from losses. The information contained in this audiobook is for educational purposes only and should not be taken as investment advice. Examples presented here are not solicitations to buy or sell. The author, publisher, narrator, and all affiliated parties assume no responsibility for your trading results. There is a high risk in trading. This has been The Little Black Book of Stock Market Secrets, written by Matthew R. Kreder, narrated by Mike Norgard of BookNarrator.com. Copyright and production copyright 2017 by Little Cash Machines, LLC. The End. The Little Black Book of Stock Market Secrets, written by Matthew R. Kreder, narrated by Mike Norgard. Chapter 1. Anyone Can Learn How to Trade. The audiobook that you're listening to right now is a veritable goldmine of trading secrets and strategies. It's exactly the book I wish I'd had when I was first learning how to trade. I've been trading for over 20 years now, and during that time, I've had the opportunity to make every mistake in the book, as well as the blessing to have had many big winners. When you hear someone say, "The stock market is rigged," or "Trading stocks is too risky," you can be sure that you're in the presence of someone who has not put in the time and effort necessary to learn how the stock market really works. You, on the other hand, are clearly different. You're destined for something greater. You purchased this audiobook because something in the title, cover, or book description resonated with you. You know that trading is a skill that can be learned, and you're ready to put in the hard work to make it happen. The market is not your friend, but it is also not your enemy. It is more like the waves on the ocean, or the heat from a fire, just waiting to be harnessed by the savvy mind. The stock market is the biggest opportunity machine ever created. Listen to this book carefully, and let its lessons sink in. Listen again after you've had your first big losing trade, and listen whenever you're just looking for a little inspiration. Also, feel free to drop me a line at matt@trader.university. I'm here to help you on your journey to become a professional trader, and I respond to every email personally. Chapter 2: The Two Kinds of Markets and How to Trade Them. There are only two kinds of markets: trending and sideways. Knowing which kind of market you're in can be the difference between trading success and failure. A trending market is one that keeps moving in the same direction, whether up or down, for an extended period of time. Uptrends. Strong uptrends often start with a burst of momentum, like a rocket blasting off. This initial burst of momentum can be a gap up in prices, usually on higher than average volume, or even a long bullish candlestick. In an uptrend, you should try to buy high and sell higher. But when a stock closes above the top Bollinger band, try using a period equal to 80, and then exit it when it closes below the middle Bollinger band. In a strong uptrend, oscillators like RSI and stochastics will stay overbought for an extended period of time. If you try to short a stock because it's overbought, you will lose money. If the company continues to report strong revenues or earnings growth, and the overall market is in an uptrend, you should be very wary about shorting a stock, especially if it continues to hit new 52-week highs. Many a brokerage account has been blown up by doing this. Definitely don't try to short a stock if it gaps up to new highs after reporting good news. Every stock that goes up a lot hits many new 52-week highs and all-time highs along the way. If the trend is strong enough, do not be afraid to buy a stock on an all-time new high, especially if it's trading higher on greater than daily average volume. Always trade in the direction of the trend. In a strong daily uptrend, buy pullbacks on a 30-minute chart, or buy strong breakouts in the direction of the trend. In a strong uptrend, a stock will trade above its 50-day moving average most of the time, and its 50-day moving average will trade above its 200-day moving average. The first warning sign occurs when a stock drops below its 50-day moving average. The second warning sign occurs when the stock drops below its 200-day moving average, or its 50-day moving average crosses below its 200-day moving average.